This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. In a small building at the Brevard Zoo that's not open to visitors is a room with several aquarium-like containers. But there aren't fish inside. Instead, there are shavings and light cardboard containers almost like egg cartons. It looks very much like a setup you may have in your home for a hamster. But inside these habitats is the Perdido Key beach mouse.
But this is the mouse that builds the house, that nurtures the plants, that anchor the dune, that weakens the storm, that could flatten the house that you live in.
This poem describes the mouse that can be mightier than the storm. It weighs on average about 13 grams and is found only on Perdido Key. That's a small island off the Florida Panhandle. The mouse is threatened by habitat loss, feral cats, and population decline after Hurricane Ivan in 2004. Thus, this captive breeding program. It's a collaboration between the Brevard Zoo, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, among other entities. Amy Rome is a conservation manager at the Brevard Zoo.
So these guys, you can kind of see through all of their tunnels. They go out and they collect sea oats and other seeds. They stash them. They forget many of them. And so those actually help to reproduce the dune plants. And all of these tunnels help to aerate the sand dunes. So it makes a very strong, healthy dune system that protects your home.
Although these little mice may look like pets, they're actually given very little human interaction, according to Rome. That's so they can be released into the wild. These mice were collected from Perdido Key, luckily, before Ivan.
These guys were collected, luckily, before the storm. They were sent to a mouse breeding facility where they didn't have a ton of success breeding the mice. And so they came back to the drawing board and said, why don't we maybe work with some of the zoos in Florida to see what they can do with these mice. And because we are very used to animal husbandry and making animals feel comfortable in their enclosures, we've had a ton of success.
So what goes into restoring the mouse population on Perdido Key? Amanda Sanford, a conservation manager at the Brevard Zoo, tells us gestation, best they can tell, is a little under a month. And when they're born, the babies are called pups.
Average of 3 babies at a time. And then, of course, it's different here than it would be out in the wild. So here we can get them to breed all year round, but out in the wild it's a lot of times fall, winter.
The goal is to have about 125 breeding age mice. That's in case they need to be released on Perdido Key should it be hit by a hurricane or some other disaster again. Amy Rome says they do provide a healthy environment for the beach mice that live at the zoo.
They spend most of their time during the day down in burrows, and then they come out at night, and you can see we haven't cleaned yet today, but they are very active during the nighttime. They use the wheels, and we have lots of enrichment in the enclosure, so very different than just the standard enclosure that we use for the offspring.
As beach renourishment continues along Florida's east coast in the wake of last year's Hurricane Matthew, the importance of the little mouse has become more apparent. While all beach mice are similar, the ones being bred at the Brevard Zoo will only ever be released in Perdido Key if needed. We'll have a link to more information about the mouse on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.